Well, one thing I say in If God Is Good, and that I would say right now, is that people sometimes point out how many individuals lose their faith in suffering. And I say this with kindness, but with firmness, that the kind of faith that is lost in suffering is a faith that deserves to be lost, that needs to be lost, so that we can replace it with a biblical faith. There are many faiths out there that are not faiths in God's word. They think they are. But people are trusting God for promises he has never made to them, like everything will be okay in this life. No, we're under the fall, under the curse. And so I think I would say to people, find the true and biblical faith, the one that trusts God in the midst of suffering, not that turns away from him because of suffering. And in fact, the kind of faith, true faith, turns all the more to God in the midst of suffering. It doesn't turn from him. It turns toward him because he's the only one who can meet our deepest needs. He has done the redemptive work for us on the cross. He is the one who promises that he will wipe away the tears from every eye, Revelation 21:4, and there will be no more pain, no more suffering. All things will be made new. He bought at the highest possible price our eternal health, our eternal well-being, our eternal moral perfection. And that's how much he loved us. And I would encourage people, when you think of God in a way where, God, how could you do this? How could you allow such a thing in my life? If you really loved me, surely you wouldn't do this. To be able to envision standing before Christ and seeing him, the resurrected Jesus, with his outstretched hands, with those nail scars, and his feet, with those nail scars, standing before us and reaching out to us and asking us the question, do these look like the hands of a God who does not care?
Amen.
Clearly, he has shown his love for us in ways beyond imagination. And for all eternity, we'll celebrate that love. So, don't wait till eternity. Celebrate his love and grace. Now, today, you will be a happier person. You will have more joy in your life, and it'll be contagious. Those around you, instead of being brought down through your inability to face your suffering, will be greatly encouraged and inspired.